Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A former escort in California has entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity in the gruesome social media murder of her own mother. The shocking incident unfolded in January when Tanzanian Oris Beltran stabbed her mom repeatedly while on their San Rafael balcony while live streaming the horrific act on Facebook. Alarmed viewers reported the disturbing footage to authorities. When officers arrived, the 29-year-old refused to open the door, so officers were forced to break it down. They then reportedly found the suspect covered in blood and standing over her fatally wounded mother, Olivia Lucia Beltran Pacheco. She was holding a knife. Pacheco was still breathing, but later died at the hospital. Prior to the murder, Beltran had exhibited signs of mental distress. In a now-deleted TikTok video, she visited the Santa Rosa police station to retrieve her impounded car and was described by officers as having, quote, some sort of mental health issues, end quote. Additionally, a video from the day of the murder shows Pacheco pleading with Beltran to calm down as she became increasingly agitated. This is a portion of that video. Take a listen.
You hear me?
Yes.
You gotta stop hurting yourself and putting yourself in harm's way. You hear me?
Beltran's history of drug and alcohol abuse, which reportedly began at the age of 4, has also been cited as a contributed factor to her actions. That's according to Mercury News. Beltran's plea has prompted a psychiatric evaluation to determine if she even meets the legal criteria for an insanity defense. If found to be legally insane, she could be admitted to a state hospital or mental health treatment facility instead of jail. Beltran's next hearing is set for December 12th. More crime and justice news after this.
I'm Drew Nelson. A South Carolina man is charged with killing his wife, and their two roommates are accused of helping him move the body. Jessica Barnes, age 20, had been missing since August 1st. Her body was found in the woods near Twin Lakes in Pickens County on September 20th. Here is Pendleton Police Chief Robert Crosby.
Pendleton officers and the Pickens County coroner were notified by a forensic odontologist that the remains were identified as Jessica Barnes. Officers from the Pendleton Police Department and agents from SLED brought Brandon Barnes and the two roommates, Kendall Mims and Victoria Trippett, to the Clemson Police Department to conduct interviews. All three of those individuals were then arrested and charged by the Pendleton Police Department.
Brandon Barnes was charged with her murder. The roommates, Mims and Tippett, are charged as accessories after the fact and with obstruction of justice. According to arrest warrants, Brandon strangled Jessica, and the roommates helped dispose of the body. Jessica was reported missing by her mother on September 10th. Investigators traced her husband's movements and discovered that he had visited the Twin Lakes area multiple times after her disappearance. September 20th, a search led to the discovery of her remains. Pendleton Police Chief Robert Crosby says investigators had suspected more than just a missing person case. Quote, most 20-year-old ladies don't leave without a phone or social media trace. The Barnes family has suffered through domestic violence issues. Jessica's mother tells authorities that Brandon had sent her misleading messages from Jessica's phone, claiming she had moved to Michigan. The last time Jessica contacted her family was August 26th, her mother's birthday, raising concerns that led to the police report. Brandon Barnes was denied bond, as were Mims and Tippett. At the hearing, a family spokesperson remembered Jessica as ambitious with dreams that were cut short. Quote, her soul was a constant witness through her faith. Police also revealed that Jessica and Brandon's infant child was living with them at the time of her death. The child is now with Brandon's relatives.
I'm Nicole Parton. An Idaho man has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a homeless man he had offered to help. Justin Fresner and his friend Cameron Russell, both homeless, accepted a kind gesture from Dallas Brower, who later took them to IHOP for breakfast. However, things took a dark turn when Brower offered them marijuana laced with fentanyl, causing them to fall asleep. Cameron woke up to find his best friend being stabbed by Brower, who showed no remorse during the attack. The surviving man said the two had been huddled up at a bus stop when Brower approached the men and asked if they wanted to go for a hot breakfast at IHOP. Brower told police he started thinking the men should die for all the bad things they had done. He said during breakfast, he felt the urge to kill them. And then during the attack, he said he felt like he was having an out-of-body experience. Despite Brower's claims of hallucinations and drug-induced violence, the court found him guilty of first-degree murder and aggravated assault. Friesner's body was found near the airport, with the coroner reporting multiple stab wounds as his cause of death. Russell, who survived the attack, was deeply traumatized by the incident and spoke out about the loss of his dear friend. During the sentencing, the judge handed Brower a life sentence with 25 years fixed, taking into account the gravity of the crimes committed. The victims' families also shared their pain and loss to the court, emphasizing the impact of Brower's action on their lives, saying, "Maybe he was homeless, but he was still our beloved family member." For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.